Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay, so hands up, I actually don't like Randy Orton that much. Now, I loved him when he exploded back on the scene early in his career, capturing titles and attention all over the place, and his legend killer gimmick was delicious. Nowadays, though, I just find he slips from what is meant to be intense and calculating to just looking a bit bored or brain dead. To be fair, though, he's been playing this super serious and focused character for so long that it's gonna get a bit tired eventually, and therefore it makes it all the more interesting when, either through design or not, the Viper sheds its skin and shows something much more interesting underneath, be it anger, happiness, or all-out stupidity. With this in mind, I'm Jules from WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 times Randy Orton broke character. Number 8. Stupid Kofi. Kicking things off, it's Randy Orton's guide on how you shouldn't react to a mistake on live TV. Back in January 2010, Orton was squaring off against John Cena and Kofi Kingston in a triple threat match as the main event on Raw. Orton would eventually score the win, pinning Kingston after an RKO, but there was something about the finish that was a little off. Namely, the fact that Orton totally lost his cool and threw a temper tantrum that would have made a 90s-era Shawn Michaels proud. After making his RKO, an especially stiff one, a visibly enraged Orton got to his feet and went on a foul-mouthed tirade, lambasting Kingston and yelling "stupid, stupid" over and over again, as well as some less than PG things. Turns out that his pram rattling was the result of Kofi getting up too early, ignoring the punt that was lined up, and therefore throwing off the finish of the match. Now, botches happen though, and his anger really did not paint him in a good light, and it's not the only time his temper has flared up, let me tell you. Number 7. Getting down with the New Day. Who doesn't love the New Day? Sure, they're a colossal mess of garish colours and hooting, but they have endeared themselves to so many by simply being one of the funniest acts going at the moment, with the skill to back it all up. Back in 2015, Reigns and Randy Orton were cutting what might have amounted to being one of the most stock promo engagements ever. I will beat you. No, you shall not. By gum, I will. I'd like to see you try, etc. So along came the New Day to spice things up, which not only provided the audience some levity, but also this amazing moment of Orton actually dancing. I have no idea why this caused him to break character. Maybe they'd caught him on a good day, or maybe he was remembering how much he'd been paid to be in The Condemned 2, but whatever the reason, his dancing is so surreal that it is worthy of a rewatch. Number 6. Xavier Woods' one-liner tickles Orton. 6 months later, Orton was still having some fun with the New Day as they interrupted a promo between Dean Ambrose and the Viper. Yet there was no dancing to be had this time, because it was actually replaced by a giggling fit caused by Xavier Woods. The New Day began bragging about taking out Dolph Ziggler, the Dudley Boys, and John Cena the week prior, then started listing all the factions that they thought that they were better than. The Shield, The Authority, Legacy, and Evolution all featured, prompting Woods to ask the question on everyone's mind, "Damn, Randy, how many groups have you been in?" Clearly, the comment tickled Orton as he couldn't help but let out a smile, having initially pulled the old biting the cheeks trick to contain his amusement. Again, it's nice to see his human side and not the Roboton, even if that's not in line with this character. Number 5. Blowing a kiss to his wife, or Roman. Do you remember when Autumn blew a kiss at Roman Reigns? It was weird, but kind of great at the same time. Reigns had been cutting a promo and mentioned that Randy Orton had already had his shot at the title, prompting the camera to pan to him on stage, capturing Orton's kiss and making it look like an apparent taunt aimed at Reigns. In reality, though, Orton had been thinking he was totally off camera. In fact, he hadn't even been listening to what Reigns had been saying on the mic. Instead, he'd been scouting for his wife in the audience, and when he found her, he blew her a kiss. Ah. At the exact same time that the camera had actually panned to him. Still, the timing was such that it actually worked out pretty well, meaning that somehow we've managed to come full circle with Orton's softer side invertedly making him look like an even bigger heel. Number 4. Speaking to Shane's family at Survivor Series. If you thought that was nice, then check this out. At Survivor Series 2016, just moments after Shane McMahon had taken a nasty-looking bump and had clearly been knocked for six, Orton made a beeline for Shane's family sitting at ringside to reassure them that everything would be okay. Luckily, that proved to be the case as Shane was back on his feet and back on television just 2 days later, ready to jump off even higher things next time, but this was a classy move on Orton's behalf, as the sight of your dad all broken and beat up isn't probably a great image for Shane's young sons. Afterwards, on Twitter, Orton reminded us that as a father himself, he knows what it's like to have your kids at ringside when something goes wrong, hence why he stepped up to the plate at Survivor Series. Number 3. Asking if the show is off the air. Okay, back to the negatives, and this time it was Randy's busy schedule that caused him a spot of bother. On an episode of Raw, Randy ended up outside the ring flat on his ass as the show was approaching the end of its runtime. Yet, this is Randy Orton, guys. He's a superstar. He shouldn't waste any time on the floor, hence why footage then emerged of him asking the timekeeper and fans whether the show was off the air. When it was actually confirmed that it was, he popped back to his feet and sauntered to the back. He did grab his arm and try and sell an injury, but that was kind of undone by the fact that, you know, he'd waved his limbs around quite a lot just seconds prior. Number 2. Everyone gets hungry. Everyone remember crazy Uncle Dean in his hot dog wagon? That was a thing, wasn't it? On the 6th of October 2014, Ambrose had come down to the ring to slap slop all over Seth Rollins and Randy Orton. Yet a stray dog must have hit the Viper pretty hard, as he clearly forgets he's live on air and takes a sly nibble of one of the hot dog buns. Now, his physique is clearly sculpted by the gods themselves, so is obviously allergic to carbs, and so you can see him spit out the rogue object mere moments later. Still, it's a very bizarre moment in a very bizarre angle and shows us more humanity to Orton, in that we can now empirically say that he has to eat food sometimes. And number 1, a lesson in gymnastics. As previously mentioned, Randy Orton has been many things in his WWE career. Legend killer, viper, apex predator, and apparently at one point, he was also a leading gymnast as well. Back in 2011, Orton pulled out one of the most uncharacteristic of celebrations after hitting Mark Henry with an RKO. After taking out the world's strongest man, a sprightly Orton leapt back to his feet and in one swift move, pulled out a picture-perfect split-legged toe tap. It almost has to be seen to be believed, partly because of how impressive it was to see a 6'5", 250-pound dude pull off that kind of move, and partly because it was so out of character for somebody like Orton, even if he was playing a babyface at the time. Even Christian, who was also in the ring, didn't seem quite sure of how to react to Orton's moment of giddiness. Of all the occasions we've seen Orton break character, this has to be one of the most surprising examples, as well as the most amusing.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.